Exit West by Mohsin Hamid. Read by Ashley Kumar.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. In a city swollen by refugees, but still mostly at peace, or at least not yet openly at war, a young man met a young woman in a classroom and did not speak to her for many days. His name was Saeed, and her name was Nadia, and he had a beard, not a full beard, more a studiously maintained stubble. And she was always clad from the tips of her toes to the bottom of her jugular notch in a flowing black robe. Back then, people continued to enjoy the luxury of wearing more or less what they wanted to wear, clothing and hair-wise, within certain bounds, of course. And so these choices meant something. It might seem odd that in cities teetering at the edge of the abyss, young people still go to class. In this case, an evening class on corporate identity and product branding. But that is the way of things. With cities, as with life, for one moment we are pottering about our errands as usual, and the next we are dying. And our eternally impending ending does not put a stop to our transient beginnings and middles until the instant when it does. Saeed noticed that Nadia had a beauty mark on her neck, a tawny oval that sometimes, rarely, but not never, moved with her pulse. Not long after noticing this, Saeed spoke to Nadia for the first time. Their city had yet to experience any major fighting, just some shootings and the odd car bomb.